KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The eThekwini municipality has set aside 120 million rand to repair and upgrade sewer networks and pump stations in Prospecton, south of Durban. It's in response to widespread damage caused by the 2022 floods. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The confirmation of the repairs stems from a meeting between eThekwini's mayor and the CEO of Toyota South Africa. The two met to discuss road upgrades, stable electricity and improved water and sanitation in the Prospecton precinct, home to Toyota's manufacturing plant. The municipality says it's investing more than 450 million rand in road projects, with a major water upgrade planned to boost supply in the area. Additionally, the city will refurbish power substations that service Toyota and surrounding industries. The city says Toyota contributes 18 billion rand in national taxes annually, with the municipality collecting over 6 million rand in rates from the company each year. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
And there's currently an aerial search underway for a vehicle that is believed to have crashed over a cliff in KwaSwayimane near Pietermaritzburg. Details surrounding the incident are limited at this stage, but authorities say a woman had been driving the car. The crash took place yesterday. KZN Transport spokesperson Ndabe Zintle Sibiya says members of the helicopter rescue team are trying to locate the wreckage.
We don't have the full details in terms of the number and the condition of the victims. The MEC has assigned a team from his office to liaise with the family and the neighbours. Our highly efficient team from the Road Traffic Inspectorate is liaising with the South African Police Search and Rescue Unit as well as the emergency personnel.
Moving to Mpumalanga, police are hunting for 10 suspects linked to the fatal shooting of a sergeant who was responding to a business robbery in Schumannsdal. He died in hospital yesterday. His killing follows Friday's murders of two detectives in Roodepoort in Gauteng. Police are offering a 150,000 rand reward for information on Jabulani Moyo, an awaiting trial suspect who allegedly killed them while being transported in custody. National Police Commissioner General Mfani Masemola has visited the officers' families.
You cannot remain silent and you cannot be business as usual when criminals have clearly declared war on members of South African Police Service. Hence, I'm making a call once more to members of South African Police Service to say, you know, have been trained, you know the law. The tools of trade we gave you, which is the firearm, you must use it when your life is in danger or the life of any other member of the public.
And on the international front, more than 600 pilgrims in Iraq were briefly hospitalized with breathing problems after inhaling chlorine. It's as a result of a leak at a water treatment station. The incident took place last night between two holy cities. Your top story this hour, the eThekwini municipality has set aside over 120 million rand to repair and upgrade sewer networks and pump stations in Prospecton, south of Durban. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.